Hey everybody, and welcome to another edition of Countdown to Microsoft Ignite. I'm Joey Snow.
I'm Rick Claus.
And we're back once again to talk more about Microsoft Ignite heading to Chicago May 4th through the 8th. And wow, we've got this episode number 5 now.
Number 5, and by now you should know that you should be going to ignite.microsoft.com and doing the register button.
Yes.
At this point in time, to be able to go off and register for the awesomeness that is this conference.
Absolutely. Now, we have been hitting the social media, hitting the forums on Channel 9 to get your questions. Now, for those of you who have submitted a question, we haven't answered it yet. We're going to get to it.
Hmm.
This is a new conference,
yes.
So not everything is completely ironed out with all the details. But as soon as we have it, we're going to get you that information. There was one piece of one request that we got from Twitter, where people are like, hey, I am from, say, Canada, home,
you never know.
Your former home, or I'm a part of a particular audience type, maybe I work in healthcare, maybe I work in education, I want to meet up with people.
Mm-hmm.
What's a good place to kind of start having those conversations?
Well, first of all, they should start them like they started by asking the question, just by doing some stuff on the Twitters. We do happen to follow the hashtag, which is hashtag MSIgnite. As one possible area to see what other like-minded individuals are doing. However, there's also the phenomenal forums capability that exists right now, which open to anybody.
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter if you're going or not, if you have some questions about that sort of stuff, just go to channel9.msdn.com, click on the forums link in the top banner, and just I think a second or third from the bottom of the drop-down list is Microsoft Ignite Conference. You can go off and choose that one there. Feel free, go ahead, post away. Obviously, you have to have a Channel 9 account.
Yes.
Which is your Microsoft account, to be able to go off in the post, to have a personality and a profile there. But that's what we're monitoring. And so people have already started threads. Like you said, I'm from Canada, I'm coming from the Netherlands, I'm coming from Detroit, you know, whatever.
Yep.
And they're looking for the like-minded people. And I will definitely tell you that meetups happen on-site and during the conference just as part of the natural, organic capabilities that exist by having that many people together.
Yeah, absolutely. So
I wandered into a higher ed one, I remember years ago, for the very first time, and had a great time talking with people about higher ed stuff. And you know, if I was more up with it at that point in time, I would have been following the Twitters more closely to realize that they actually had scheduled this online through social media to be able to go off to that little meetup in the hallway.
So lots of opportunities for y'all to, for everybody to connect.
Right.
And meet up while you're there on site. Another question that we've gotten quite a bit lately is about, we need more details on these sessions. We need to know more about the speakers. How do we get in touch with the speakers? How do we search the catalog, the session catalog for speakers? And going live, I believe today, as this airs, for those of you, and if you're watching this,
it depends on time zone differences, stuff like that. So very close to when this episode airs, there'll be a major improvement to the existing session catalog that exists right now. It's called session catalog, content catalog. I always get those two mixed up.
Yes, the session catalog.
Okay. So basically, they'll actually their emails have been. I've been watching the Twitters. Emails have been going out to individual speakers to kind of let them know of different speaking capabilities that they've been matched up with different sessions. That sort of stuff. So they're basically be notified first. By the time you guys actually see this, they'll have much more detailed speaker details inside the catalog for you to be able to go off and take a look at.
Yeah, absolutely. Like normal, you'll be able to actually, we're going to give some additional filter capability, right? Mm-hmm. So you can filter by the company or the audience type, the product, various themes that we have going on, also tags. But when you search for sessions, those results are going to come up with the assigned speaker. So from now on, all the sessions that are in the session catalog will have an assigned speaker. And then when you see that speaker assigned to that session, you're going to get a portion of their bio.
Right.
If you click into that speaker, you can actually go in and see their full bio, see their photo, see other sessions that they're going to be delivering at Microsoft Ignite, as well as those important social media details in terms of where can you connect with them on Facebook or on Twitter, what's their website, other ways to interact with those speakers. So super cool. A lot of content it keeps getting added into this session catalog.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have these details now, and you'll actually be able to search and filter by speakers. And then one other important thing at the bottom when you take a look at an individual speaker is you'll actually be able to see other suggested suggested, easy for me to say,
right?
Suggested speakers, so other recommended folks based on who you've searched for.
I wonder if they actually did a search for us and they found me, would they recommend you? If they found you, would they recommend me? Or what?
I would doubt that. I don't know, maybe. We'll have to, I'll have to take
a look. I'm gonna start doing some data analysis here.
There you go. Big improvement there. Most of the sessions have been added at this point. There are still some sessions that get added last minute.
We'll give you the inside scoop. There's definitely more still coming in.
Yep.
We don't know the final date. We're not able to share that at this point in time for when they're all happen to be finalized and in there. And likewise as well, just from previous conferences, from all sorts of different types of things, you never know. Things slide in there last moment for some interesting things that can happen.
Yeah.
According to timing. So it's kind of cool stuff as well. Stay tuned.
So you're going to want to make sure if you've taken one view of the session catalog and weren't particularly happy or you had some questions, there's your answer for you there. Go take a look at the session catalog again. Got more in-depth speaker details, more information about that, and get connected with those speakers. I know when we do our sessions individually or whether we've done it together, we really like to get social with the attendees to understand what it is about the particular topic that we're going to be delivering. And you can pre-stage questions that way. It's a great way to kind of get some great information flow going from the attendee back to the speaker. So take a look at that. It's a great place to go. Again, the session catalog if you're already registered. Another question that was asked, and we've talked about this in previous Countdown shows, but I think it's important to call out again, because I saw this on Twitter, is if I've already registered for Microsoft Ignite and I want to do a pre-day session, can I do that?
I think we answered that, but we'll say it again. Just because it's important. Just go back to the main page with the registration. You can basically go in and add on your sessions into your current registration for the additional fee, and you have access to it.
Yep, absolutely. And those pre-day sessions happen on Sunday, May the 3rd.
Right, and they're full day.
Yes.
And people have already asked, is there food provided? And just like there is during a regular conference day, there will be food provided for the people that are attending those sessions.
Right.
To be able to go off and do stuff. Do we have any more questions, or is that kind of it?
No, that kind of covers what I've seen
I have a question.
Okay.
Where's the best place that people can ask questions that we can continuously answer as we can?
For the Countdown show?
Yeah, for the Countdown show.
Well, so on
about Ignite, obviously.
Well, yes, obviously. With the every version of this video that goes up, there is a comment section below.
Right.
So you can log into Channel 9. Ask your question in the comments. You did mention on Twitter.
Right.
Right?
Follow
hashtag MSIgnite. If you have a question that you want to point directly to the MSIgnite Twitter handle, that's @MS_Ignite.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as always, the forums. We monitor all of those things. And of course, on Twitter, if you got a question for us individually, you can follow me. I'm @JoeySnow.
And I'm @RicksterCDN. And just a little quick note on those forums. Obviously, the threads move around as people post into them. So obviously, the threads that are at the very top of the list means there are new entries inside of them. So sometimes you have to go back and revisit if you haven't seen them in a while to see what's going on.
All right, so that wraps it up for this episode, another Q&A episode chock full of Q&A. Make sure you take a look at that session catalog. Make sure you hit ignite.microsoft.com. Get registered if you're not already registered. Now, I can tell you, you want to get registered soon because those hotels, they're starting to fill it up.
Yep, they are.
So you want to get registered now if you're thinking about joining us May 4th through the 8th in Chicago. You have anything else, man?
I don't know if I've registered yet.
You may want to look into that.
I might want to check into that.
Until then, you know what? I can tell you this. One of the most popular Countdown shows that we've done in the past for all these previous events, the one that causes all the buzz, that's coming up next week. So you're going to want to make sure that you come right back here.
I thought it wasn't in the schedule till later.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
We're going to do it next week.
We have to go search.
Absolutely. We have exclusive sneak peek of some stuff.
Can't say what.
That's all I'm going to say. Until then, we'll see you next week on the Countdown to Microsoft Ignite.